Well, today we're going to talk about climate change. You know, the thing that's the most important, the thing that's the most driving concern for our American military under this president, climate change is the number one threat to the world. You know, we hear that all the time. Well, then my next guest, who I talked to, Mark Morano, I've talked to him many times. He is Climate Depot. That's his home base. And Mark is a great guest, plus he has so much knowledge. So this is a great interview at CPAC that I thought you would enjoy. First, I want to remind you that you can call us at 662-821-2040, or you can write me at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on Facebook at Sandy Reels 24/7, at Twitter, or X, whatever we call it now, at Sandy Reels Tweet. You can listen on any podcast platform. AFR.net is our home base. And you can listen for sure on my website, which is sandyreels.com. You know, we talk about preborn a lot here because I believe in what they're doing. So grateful. And because we believe in their mission. And it's really simple. Their mission is to save as many babies as they can from the clutches of abortion through ultrasounds and sharing God's love, because they do that with moms. And if the dads are involved, some of them are sometimes, they share God's love. They share the message of salvation, the message of forgiveness. It's really important for women who have been through this. It's really the only healing if they do decide to abort their baby and someday later wake up and find out that they really did take a life. It's not just something insignificant in their womb. And so they bring that whole message, the full story. And that's how they help women usually make the right choice when they show them the ultrasound. I say usually. It's over 50%. Some say 60 or 70%. Depends on the stat. But we would ask you if you would consider donating to Preborn. It's $28 for one ultrasound, just $28. And you can do, you know, give as much as you are able to give. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. So today with Mark Morano, we're going to talk about farming. We're going to talk about what's happening with kids in schools. We're going to talk about the real threats and the ridiculous threats that they make up across the world on climate change. Stay tuned for today's edition, straight from CPAC, on Sandy Reels 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Reels.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Reels.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Reels, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Reels is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something. Hi, this is Sandy Reels live. You can hear all the noise, which I actually love. This is CPAC 2024, and another one of my favorite guests happened to walk by, and I'm so glad to have a chance to talk to Mark Morano in person.
Right.
He's the founder of Climate Depot. He's also the author of The Great Reset. So you can see that there's a ton of things we could talk about. I'm going to talk about this for a second.
Sure.
Mark, I don't hate electric cars. I hate how they're trying to force them on
us.
Yeah. Okay, so I just read that China had gone around the world lapping up all the lithium with the expectation that this would be a huge financial boon for them because of the batteries and electric cars, and how now, since Americans are not buying electric cars, their business has gone down 80%. And that made my heart really glad. Well, so I'm going to start with that because we don't get much good news in the environment.
Yes. Well, first of all, just to give you the bigger picture here, the whole net zero green agenda / Great Reset is the intentional collapse or rationing of energy, food, and transportation. So when it comes to transportation, as you mentioned, no one has voted for gas-powered car bans. They started with Gavin Newsom in California's executive order. California Air Resources Board, unelected bureaucrats came up with a timetable. 18 states had trigger laws. The Biden EPA, through executive orders, is literally phasing out gas-powered cars through corporate average fuel economy standards. Then you have the World Bank telling automakers they're not going to have financing to make gas-powered cars. Then you have corporate banks saying they're not going to give out car loans. Then they have massive subsidies, tax breaks. And you have a situation where they're pushing an electric car on people that people literally aren't buying, even though the competition is being banned. If electric cars were so great, why would you ban the competition? It's like saying, I'm a heavyweight boxer, I'm the greatest of all time, and then you go in the ring, well, where's your opponent? Well, we banned them from the ring because we're the greatest of all time.
Or they're
time.
In prison.
We don't need to fight. Or they're in prison. So what's happened is, based on all that government policy, China invested heavily in that, and now they're taking a bath on the lithium mines for one simple reason. Electric cars are only 6-7% of the population of the car purchases, and the automakers are now rebelling, the labor unions are now rebelling, consumers are rebelling, rental car companies. I think it was Avis laid off a third of their rental
yes.
cars. And this was because of maintenance and lack of demand. When you have an EV, that's the most damning thing you can say. No demand for it and high maintenance. It's a disaster, but it's the kind of disaster Washington loves, because they look at it and they don't say, well, this is a bad idea. They say, wow, we need to double, triple, quadruple our efforts, more mandates, more funding, more subsidies, because that's how Washington deals with failure. They double and triple down, and that's the problem. So China long-term may have made a good investment unless we, the people, overturn this car ban. And again, Congress actually voted last week or 2 weeks ago, Republican House, to overturn any gas-powered car ban, but of course it'll die in the Democrat Senate.
Okay, Mark. Let me go to a better subject.
We need to gouge our eyes out.
Oh, let's talk. You know what, though? But people are not buying them. That's what I love.
Yes.
They're voting with their pocketbook.
Yeah,
they're not buying them. Yeah. You know. To me, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Expert on this, it seems like electric cars are like a toy. If you want a toy, buy an electric car. Drive it around the house downtown or whatever in your neighborhood.
If you're very wealthy, and if you want a second or third, or if you want a second or third car, you can afford it. They're a novelty. I mean, we're seeing now Chicago winter. The cars are being abandoned in the street. They can't recharge. We're seeing insurance companies not want to insure them. Cargo ships are having fire hazards. We're seeing parking garages, highway infrastructure, because of the heavier weight, tearing them up. It takes 500,000 pounds of mining materials to make one Tesla battery. 500,000 pounds from around the world, including the rare earth mining, coming from China, coming from underage kids. It's insane that China is now passing the U.S., South Korea, as a global exporter of cars, the number one automaker. All we're doing, it's almost like, well, we gutted our industrial base and gave it to China decades ago, right? But we're not done, because now we have to do what's left of the American auto and the European, any Western automaker is going to be gutted by all of this demand. And here's the thing. Electric cars are not earth friendly. Sorry to pound the table so hard. Because you're going to get these cars that require deep digging of the earth, and not in a Brady Bunch 1970s groovy way. They dig the earth literally 500,000 pounds per battery to put in there. And you have the cars that when they come here, they're going to be recharging on a fossil fuel grid. About 80% of the grid's on fossil fuels. None of it makes sense. Then you get into recycling batteries, then you get into the maintenance costs, and you get into recharging and the range issues. And then you get into the weird stuff, like Elon Musk was urged when Russia invaded Ukraine to decommission the cars and shut them down remotely. Ford has new devices in the car where they're going to listen for, if you don't pay your car loan, they can deactivate the car. You have other devices coming on onboard computers where they sense alcohol, they will disable the car. Even if it's a passenger, they're not going to be able to distinguish. So there's a level of control. When Henry Ford did the, what do you call it? The
Model T.
Yeah, the Model T. And you had
the
gas.
I was there. I'm that old. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
When they had the gas stations. Gas stations across America were mom and pop gas stations. Well, the Biden administration wants to build a federal EV charging grid. Guess what? The next pandemic in quotes that comes along that the World Health declares, they won't need stay-at-home orders and lockdowns. They can just shut off the national charging grid once you ban gas-powered cars. We're going to end up like Cuba with a bunch of used gas-powered cars. We're going to end up like East Germany, where the government says you can only have one approved car, the crappy East German Trabant, you know, waiting list.
Takes you 3 years
what they're
to
doing
get
here.
One.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's what they're doing in the U.S. Everything old is new again. We're borrowing from old tyrannical regimes.
You know, I saw the other thing about this, Mark, that I would never thought of, except that I saw this great documentary. And it was about the first American to drive across the United States in a car. And it's before there were roads in many places. And it was a bet he made in a gentleman's club in San Francisco. And so he starts across, and it's true. I mean, it's actual pictures, actual people.
Wow.
It is the, but the point that they make in the documentary, before all the electric car business started being talked about, was that this was the thing that gave Americans their freedom.
Oh, yes.
They could actually, most of the time, people had not left like a 2 or 3 mile radius or maybe 5 mile radius. They lived only there. And the Model T, of course, became affordable for just regular people.
Freedom of movement.
Yeah. And so it totally, women could go out, they could go shopping, go to another town, go to, the possibilities, entrepreneurialism, businesses, that was a huge foundational thing about how America came to be what it is.
And
so it's not just even what we're talking about.
Can I get really dark for a moment?
Sure,
not that I haven't been
of
dark.
Of course.
Everything old is new again.
Yep.
You said they couldn't go 5 or 10 minutes. Well, our betters are allowing 15 minutes. You now have 15-minute cities springing up throughout Europe, Oxford, England. And the idea is you can't leave the 15-minute zone because the Earth can't handle it. We destroyed the Earth. We created a climate crisis. And this is what their goal is. That's why they like the range anxiety. That's why they like a national charging grid they can turn off. That's why they want to ban gas-powered cars because of that freedom of movement. They're coming for us. And on airline flights, the Washington Post or CNN suggested carbon passports for people. If you want to fly and you've flown too many times, you're going to be limited. In a declared climate emergency, which Biden wants to do, give them 130 executive powers in wartime, bypass democracy, you are going to have need a, quote, morally justified reason to fly. If you're flying for a funeral, you might get a ration of one flight a year. If you're flying for vacation, not going to fly. Bloomberg News reported that climate compliance costs will make airline travel a thing of the past. The BBC said it's not a question of when, but if airline travel is radically restricted. They're coming for our freedom of movement. Make no mistake, and it's happening without an ounce of democracy. It's happening with corporate government collusion. It's happening because of the same COVID mindset. Declare an emergency, become a dictator overnight.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the good news.
Yeah, that's the good news. Well, it kind of sort of comports with the interview Tucker Carlson did with the national security expert just last week when he talked about how a lot of this started with the CIA and the NSA, who around World War II were, their mission was to protect America. So they developed all this spy craft and employing private businesses to do their bidding. And it was all, you know, for the good of America overseas.
Yeah.
And now the powers that be, according to this gentleman, which it makes sense to me, Mark, are worried because of the Trump movement's tremendously threatening to them and alternative media. And so they turned their craft on the American people. So, and part of that, that's Davos, it's World Economic Forum, it's all of that, isn't it?
A lot of this accelerated, and you know, I'm not a fan of George W. Bush or Dick Cheney, happened with 9/11. We're still living under the 9/11 terrorism declaration, emergency declaration. And then you had the Patriot Act, which Congress stupidly voted. They turned all the stuff you described that was good. We're going to keep you safe from foreigners, and we might torture foreigners, but we're never going to do that to Americans. And we're going to label them terrorists, and we're going to prosecute them. After 9/11, they turned inward, and they weaponized. We became a biosecurity state. We became a deep state, where the deep state is now monitoring and watching us. That's where you reach an absurd point in post-COVID, where you have parents at school board meetings complaining about COVID theater and masking, forced masking of second graders being declared domestic terrorists by Biden's Justice Department, all because of this 9/11 legacy of turning us into a domestic surveillance state.
I'm going to ask you a really personal question. You can plead the fifth. It's just that I have a good friend who you would know. He was one of the leaders in reporting on the environment. I used to interview him all the time when I was in Chicago. And he's still writing, and again, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's with a mainstream, he was with one of the mainstream news magazines. So this is what he followed, but he told me off the air once about, I don't know what term to use, Mark, except the wickedness that he saw in the environmental movement. And he was not a man of faith. He just looked at it, and he said it heightened his awareness of like wickedness and evil. I wonder if that's, do you dare go that far?
Well,
you don't have to.
Yeah, I think it's an anti-human agenda. It's against human prosperity. There's a whole movement right now about nature rights that literally want a tree, a body of water, a lake, a river to have the same personhood status in the U.S. and court systems around the world as a human being. They've reduced us to the level of a body of water or a tree. Not only that, but there's a recent study by former Obama advisor Cass Sunstein that just came out last week. Yes, it just came out last week, arguing that every federal regulation has to now look at impact on animals. You know, not human impact, not health, public health, not environment, not our air quality, not water quality, but on the impact. And they actually have a formula where how it would harm in dog years, all these other species and animals. So between these movements, we are going to become less and less important. We're going to become more and more marginalized as a species. And what can you say about that? They're against human prosperity. And the whole idea of what the Great Reset is the collapse of the current system and a rebuilding. They call us by name useless eaters. That's very, very
well, that's what
stuff.
The Nazis used to say.
Yes.
The Nazis used that term.
But you can't say that. You can't make any comparisons because then
I can. Yeah. Because you know, Mark, okay, forgive me. I can't help it. I am a Christian, so I do think about these things.
Yes.
But I would just tell you that in Romans 1, that's a book that's written to the Romans, the Caesar, to the guards, all of them, to the Christians in Rome. He writes this. He said that he talks about how people will begin to worship the creature, the created things, rather than the creator.
Yes.
That's what he said. They worship creation, not the creator. And then he talks about all the things, all the wheels that are going to come off the bus. And I think that's what you just described. I really do.
So. Yeah, we do. And my movie Climate Hustle with Kevin Sorbo, we actually have a whole section about climate as a religion. And there's a whole thing about an earth charter based the idea of the earth has rights, Mother Earth, Gaia worship. It's a deep ecology. As Michael Crichton once said, you know, the religion of modern urban atheists is climate change, is worshiping the earth, because they don't have Christianity or other traditional religions for that matter. And it's creepy stuff. But keep in mind, the powers that be aren't that deep ecology. They're not really in it even so much for the money as they are. This is about control. Throughout history, the ruling class has always tried to invent reasons why the rest of us can't be free. And that's exactly what's happening now, whether it's climate change, whether it's a virus, whether it's terrorism, whether it's the fear of war. They're using all of these to tell us that they have to control every aspect of our life, because left to our own devices, they think we'll create racism, inequity, a climate crisis. And it's time for us to say, hell no. I'll leave you with a positive note. The farmers in Europe are showing us the way.
Absolutely.
On tractors in Paris, in Brussels, in the Netherlands,
in
Poland, Romania, Germany, at the headquarters, the gates of hell, if you will, of the EU in Brussels. They will not back down. They're getting tear gas. There's fires. And what happened? The EU has begun to back down from net zero. They're dropping, or at least claiming to drop, the 30% restrictions on the farmers. The goal is to wipe out farmers. Bill Gates has stated publicly he wants all the Western world not to eat agricultural meat. He wants them to eat lab-grown synthetic meat. He and Richard Branson invested billions in lab-grown meat, stem cells from a cow, sheep, pig, mixed with fetal blood, put into a petri dish, then a steel vat, allowed to fester, no eyes, no brains, no bone structure, into this amorphous Invasion of the Body Snatchers type blob, if you saw that movie in the 50s. And then they mix it, add it together, put food color, and put it on a 3D printer, and you have, voila, you have a steak. It's technically meat because it's genetically derived from stem cells from an animal, but it's the most processed Franken food you can imagine. And Bill Gates wants to end animal agriculture. And it's not just that. Greta Thunberg, the number one climate activist, George Monbiot, they're all openly talking about ending it. And how do you end agriculture? Net zero rules. And that's what the farmers are fighting. And that's what we have to cheer on. They are the modern freedom fighters of today. And they're leading the way.
Oh, I'm so glad you ended with that. Thank you. You know, Mark, you remind me now, talking to you, why I enjoy talking to you. No, you have a great mind. I really appreciate the way you think. And you put all these complex things together. And I think people get exactly what you're talking about. So Climate Depot is the place to go.
Climate Depot. I'm on Twitter at Climate Depot. Okay. And my book is The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. And I lay all this out. The other thing I didn't mention, just final thing, is they want to merge climate change into a public health threat. That's what's coming in May of this year.
World Health Organization.
World Health Organization, yeah. The amendments, pandemic treaty. Yeah. If you are against the Green New Deal or net zero, you are a grandma killer. Climate is going to be a public health threat. 200 journals, British Medical Journal, the World Health Organization, they're all in on this. They want climate now to have COVID-like powers, climate lockdowns similar to COVID lockdowns. But anyway, other than that, we're doing great.
We're free today. Yes. I'm grateful for work.
Thank
we're
you
free
so
today.
Much.
Okay, so again, Mark Morano, Climate... Oh, Climate Depot is a movie. Is Climate Hustle?
Climate Hustle is the movie. Yeah. ClimateDepot.com is my daily
website.
Okay,
very good, Mark Morano. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate it.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
You know, abortion really is going to take front and center in this next election. There's just no question about it. And I think that we have a battle. Those of us that believe life is sacred are in... It's harder now for us to make that case than it was because of the activism of the people that want to, that love death more than we love life sometimes. They've made it very confusing on in vitro and other things, and so people are not going to be as clear. And young girls, you know what they're learning in school. They're not learning the truth about the life of a baby. And they're saturated. They are they're indoctrinated. And so with that, I think the very best way to save the lives of babies right now is through preborn, because it bypasses all of the politics. It bypasses all the regulations and rules, the laws. It goes right to the mother, shows them the baby, and then most of the time, truth just kind of breaks through and they decide to keep their babies. If you would like to help preborn, it's $28 for one ultrasound. That's it. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and I miss you in the mornings. But now I'm hosting a podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, which is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. Well, I finally finished that book. God's Velvet Hammer chronicles God's call in my life from a small-town girl to Berlin, Germany, Radio Moscow to North Korea to Washington, D.C. I talk about Sasha Girl. It was my disabled daughter. I talk about I've Got the Music in Me. That's a chapter on my music life. Lost in India and Other Adventures is hilarious. You won't want to miss it. I talk about my sweetheart, The Blessing of Bruce. And then a mysterious chapter called My Green Face and the End of It All. Oh, I think you'll enjoy it. Like the Apostle Paul, these are my shipwrecks and my adventures. All for Christ and His kingdom. God's Velvet Hammer is available wherever books are sold. And remember, Sandy Rios 24/7 is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. This is Sandy Rios back with you, Sandy Rios 24/7. Just one thing to add today. I had a conversation with my very good friend, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, a few days ago. He's getting ready to go to Albania to preach for the second time. And while he's in Albania, certainly the first time, he interviewed and got acquainted with several candidates for public office, even presidential candidates. He was on national television there several times. So he's getting ready to go back because Albania was the most repressive country during the Cold War, during the communist regime. They just were so cruel to their people. And it was said that there were no Christians left in Albania. Well, that's changed a lot. So, but what I wanted to share with you that he shared with me was that one of the politicians that he met, and they were in some very poor town in Albania. Dr. Lutzer said that the poverty rate's like 20%. People are having trouble finding food. It's just a very, it was, that place was a very primitive place. So he met the guy that's running to be mayor or whatever the designation is, and asked him, you know, well, what are the concerns of your people? What are the things that you are trying to persuade them that you will do to help them if you get elected? And the guy's response was, well, our biggest concern is that we use wood-burning stoves and that's destroying the climate. My biggest concern is that my people are using wood-burning stoves. Think about this. People can't find food. They are so primitive, they're living in poverty. And he is so into the climate agenda, he wants to get rid of their wood-burning stoves. That's how foolish, ridiculous, and harmful the whole lie of climate change is. Remember that only God can change the climate. Only God is in charge of, you know, thunderstorms and hurricanes and tornadoes and the seas rising, not man. That is the height of hubris and the ridiculousness of humanism to think that we could have any effect at all on the climate on this planet. And yet, this is where we are. Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Mike Morano. Remember, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write me at sandy@afr.net. You can go to sandyrios.com. And listen, you can go to any podcast platform. afr.net is our home base. And listen to Sandy Rios 24/7. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.